I'm Jaden.
I'm Ben.
Welcome back to the Club Podcast, my boy. How you been?
Man, I've been solid, just living, you feel me? What about you?
I've been good. I'm happy we back. It's just guys, we had a, obviously a mix up with the consistency we was talking about last season. I mean last
Yeah, we
episode. But
lied our
we
asses
was
off.
making sure everybody was ready on the same schedule. We wasn't trying to rush any new episodes. Just make sure we got episodes down packed. So we here with my boy Dre. What's up, Dre? Introduce yourself.
What's good? What's good? I'm Dre. Twitch, shameless plug real quick. Twitch
Oh, you
at
good? You
Banter
good?
Cozy, Twitter at Cozy Breach. If you tuning in, you most likely know who I am, just like you know who they are. And I'm really honored to be on here. I've been wanting to get on here since season one, but there's certain things didn't happen, but we here and I'm excited. It's my first time
Definitely.
ever being on the podcast, so
Yes,
I'm really
sir.
excited. Definitely BT shit for
Very hard to deal
but
with.
yeah, so Ben, just I mean not Ben, my fault. Dre, tell us a little bit about yourself, my boy.
Right, so boom.
You've
I don't
been
know
on, been on.
how professional I could be on here, but
Go crazy, bro.
go crazy.
Bad,
Just
bad, bad, bad.
we
So
just chilling, act like this
yeah, we
regular
chilling,
conversation
bro.
with the boy.
It's a normal conversation.
Right, back. Some niggas got they podcast. They want certain levels of professionalism. But cool. So, Dre, I'm 21, born and raised in New
21.
York. You feel me? Yeah, that's me. I've been as far as like what I've been doing recently, what I've been doing lately. Recently, I've really just been working, and really all it's been for me is like work. Sports, go home, and I've been trying to have like a healthy balance of like, doing my extracurricular activities such as streaming, and then I have my clothing brand that I've been brainstorming designs and ideas for. So, yeah,
Ooh, wait a minute.
you
Get a little
gotta
bit more
official
into
name yet?
that.
Do
You
I
got an
got an
official name?
official name? Yeah, the name is No Crosses Count. If you've seen that shit on like my bios or anything, like that's the name of my brand. That's what I'm pushing. That's gonna be my
Fire,
bread and
fire.
butter. Like that's my everything right there. No Crosses
Yeah,
Count.
definitely that's gonna play in when you like streaming and shit. You could promo that. So you like that shit gonna be fire.
Oh yeah, for sure. And right now I'm still in like the I don't know if you guys seen my story the other day when I had the shirts with the little designs that I did, but I'm in the phase now where I'm getting somebody to like digitally draw them the way I want them to be because I can't do it myself at the moment. So yeah, I'm getting in that phase where I'm ready to make samples and BT getting samples, bro.
Oh yeah.
I think my shit gonna be
Yeah.
real fire. I think my shit is gonna be real. I think people gonna really fuck with my vision and. It start with getting your boys on board. And what better way than niggas love free t-shirts, so might as
Facts.
well.
And that
Absolutely.
niggas gonna wear the shit out of it, so you already
Oh
know
yeah,
that.
cause my shit gonna be valid. Like y'all know I'm so
Yeah.
heavy in the fashion and I'm always like
Nigga
please, but no,
Kanye.
for real though, like I love fashion, I love streetwear, especially
Oh
streetwear is
yeah.
my bread and butter, so
It's
that's what
heavy
I'm
in
gonna
New
do.
York too, so it's easily get influenced in that shit.
Exactly. Like
Agreed, agreed.
taking inspiration from niggas like the guy that made Cause, for example, like
Oh
he's my
yeah,
biggest
nah,
inspiration in
he's
this shit.
not with
So
that shit. Son.
man, it's crazy. Like and to know that brand is from New York is really like,
Yeah.
so just paying a little homage to the person that really got me wanting to make my own brand. And yeah, stay tuned for that coming soon. But yeah, other than that, sports, heavy in the sports. I'm talking about especially because FanDuel just came to New York and I'm so
Oh
excited. I've
man.
already been making my
Oh
money off that. I've been
man.
fiending, but no more Bovada, no more brokers, no nothing. So yeah, just been heavy
Now
in the
niggas could
sports.
legally gamble.
Shit, yeah, football too. I've been watching more football
Oh
because of it.
yes.
So
Wild
it's up.
cards, wild card games. I think San
Yes,
Francisco
bro.
playing right now.
San
Or
Francisco
someone.
putting it on
And
these
I've been
meats right
seeing the
now.
tweets. Like
Oh
football
yeah.
is so like football Twitter is so funny, bro. So
Nah, they are, bro. Especially when
like
niggas teams is losing, bro.
man, so I've been that's where I've been. But mainly though, the NBA like that,
Yes, sir.
basketball, basketball, basketball. That's my shit. So do y'all got favorite teams? What's y'all favorite teams?
Man, my favorite team. We ass right now, but I'm a Lakers fan, Yeah, I've been a Lakers fan since forever, really, since I was a kid. I grew up in SoCal, so that was pretty much just the team. Like
Right,
that
so
was the
straight up
team that you root
facts.
for. you had the Kobe's and you had the Lamar Odoms and you had all those guys. So that was what we was rooting for growing up. It was a couple of years where we was just terrible. We had the damn, we had fucking Jordan Hill and Robert Sacre and damn Xavier Henry. Like, we was going through it. And then
you were a real fan.
Yeah, bro. Like, I've been watching them for forever, man, you know. And I love the sport of basketball. I played it like all my life. I played in high school. I played a little bit in college, you know. So I love the sport playing and I love watching it. It's beautiful seeing the game evolve into what it has now. And speaking of evolution, the three balls evolved into something special. I know you're a Warriors fan, so I want to hear you talk about that.
All right. So boom. Yeah. It, you know, I catch a lot of flack for being a Warriors fan from New York, feel me? And the reason I'm gonna lay it out so people understand. And I've explained this a little bit, but it always come back to, you know. So the reason I'm a Warriors fan, right? So I've always, like, basketball's always been around in culture, right? In my, you know, in my household. So my dad used to play basketball. He used to hoop for high school when he was, you know, going to high school and shit. So whenever I would be on his side, he'd have hoops on. And the two things my dad introduced me to early in my life is hoops and anime, right? Mm-hmm. So with the hoop side of things, I started getting into hoop. Like, I was a little ass kid at parks at like 4 years old, just throwing an orange ball into a circle, and I didn't know what was going on. Like, basketball's always been in, like, it's been around me, you know. But I first really started paying attention to hoops in 2007, bro. In 2007, I for the life of me, I can't remember which team they were playing, what game it was, but I was watching a Warriors game, bro. I was watching a Warriors game, and I just, it was that was it. Like, I fell in love from right there. I don't know. I can't remember what the score was. Like, no, I know exactly what it was. My first favorite player ever was Monte Ellis.
That's fire. My
first favorite player
Monte was a GOAT.
Monte was a beast, bro.
I think it was the season. It was either the season before they drafted Curry or the season – or a season after that, right? It was one of those. It was either the 2006-07 or 2007-08 season. But okay. I watched Monte Ellis, like, go crazy. And that was like, bruh, I've never seen somebody, like, an explosive guard with that amount of skill. Like, it was just, I looked at basketball different. It kind of, like, changed my mind. I mean, it blew my mind because – that was my first time sitting there watching hoops with my pops. So the experience was cool. Plus, like, I'm like, bro, basketball is a lot cooler than what I thought it was. So that's what started me being a Warriors fan. I never even watched a Knicks game or watched a Nets game or Jersey Nets game back then. Like, the Warriors were my first, like, that was how I first got exposed to basketball. That was the first team I ever really pay attention to. Because, of course, you know, there's games on in, like, certain houses you're in or
the
shop. But as far as really paying attention to the sport, at 7 years old, my first time ever was watching Monte Ellis cook some team, bro. And, yeah, it started from there. And I watched, you know, the next season rolled in. And that one, I was heavy into school. Like, I was a straight-A kid in elementary. So I was heavy into school. And the season after that, I kind of, like, weaned off it, and I was more so into, like, extracurricular things. So I always wanted to go outside. Always wanted to play with my friends. And when I was in the house, I always wanted to either get on the computer or I wanted to watch basketball. Mm-hmm. So that season that Curry got drafted, man, that's when I took being a Warriors fan real serious, because it was – I don't know if you guys remember that season, but the big question was, do they keep Curry or Monte? Do you
gotta
get rid of one or the other? And – when they got rid of Monte, it broke my heart, dog. It broke my heart as a Warrior.
Yeah, bro. Like,
bro, this is my favorite player. But little did I know, I stuck with the team. It wasn't a thing where it's like, because usually, you know, when people, like, when their favorite players get drafted off, like, sent away from a team, they follow that player to the other team. But I love that team. Like, I love the energy. I love everything surrounding that team. So I yeah. continue to watch them. Plus, I didn't even know what team Monte got traded to. I just knew that he was – I don't even know if he got traded or if he just left. I just knew he wasn't there anymore, right?
Mm-hmm. Milwaukee. So,
oh, wow. Right.
He got drafted to Milwaukee.
Then Dallas, then Indiana. And his last season was 2016. So.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Well, he's a free agent now. I thought he retired. So
no, he's just a free agent.
Monte ready to hoop, but yeah, that was I stuck with him, and then little did I know, couple seasons down the line, just watching the basketball, watching this team change and develop, and watching Curry. Bro, I'm so grateful as a sports fan that I was able to watch Curry from his career's inception, his NBA career's inception. Like,
yeah,
to be able to, that's such a surreal feeling. To watch a generational talent, like to watch, if I'll watch him play tonight, right? And in hindsight, I always think, like, bro, I really watched this kid since this man since draft day. And then, even with my favorite player of all time is Klay Thompson. I'm talking about as far as current players go, right?
Yeah.
Because I love the way he plays basketball. If I could play basketball, it would be how he plays it. So to watch them just draft and develop. I remember when Draymond got drafted, I was like, bro, who is this big musty dude? Like, and just to watch all of them blossom and that pivotal MVP, that first MVP season,
man,
it was another, like, bro, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle being a Warriors fan because I'm like, bro, it's different because you can see, like, all of the bandwagon swooping in, like, bro, this light skinned guard he's breaking ankles, pulling from deep, splash, amazing, like, bro. And to watch. Oh man, it's just a crazy feeling to be like, bro, I was here since day one. So yeah,
and like to go deep into the fact that you watched Curry's whole evolution, it's a lot of scary parts in his career too, with all the injuries that he had to his ankles. He was very close to becoming a what if. So when he finally, like, they were contemplating whether to even like renew his contract or not. Absolutely. At one point, so when they gave him that extension, which wasn't a lot of money, he ended up not being injured those two seasons, and those two seasons were the seasons where he got those back-to-back MVPs,
right?
So he really, not only did he bet on himself, he trained, he got bigger, he got stronger, he got his ankle mobility better, he changed his shoes. That's another major thing. He changed his shoes to something that was more ankle supported. That was a major thing. His ankle and the ankle braces that he had was very different too. So when he went through all that metamorphosis and he took that next leap, it was something special. Even though, like, I hated the Warriors, I really hated them days because we were so ass. We were so ass, man. And then seeing them, I was so pissed. But, bro, well-oiled machine. You had Steph Curry at the helm, but you also had Draymond as the anchor for not only the offense in terms of ball movement and stuff, but your defensive anchor as well. And then you had Klay being able to space out the floor and be able to be a great two-way player for that team that not many people thought that he was going to be a two-way player at all, or even a good player, just the spot up shooter. So for him to round out his game was really amazing. Then you guys had a really amazing deep bench. That was
the major bread and butter.
That deep bench, man, before you guys like got KD and shit, that bench and you guys being able to be like top two in both offense and defense was just absolutely insane to see. So I could absolutely see why you were a Warriors fan, even when you guys had Monte and the team wasn't that great. Like, it's a very entertaining brand of ball. And when you a kid, you just want to be entertained. You just want to see cold shit. You feel me? So
exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. Hey, shit. Big my ego up more as far as sports go. Hell yeah. Cause it's been a rot. And then, you know, watching them develop, like, as a kid, you know, you're into so many different things that you're not paying attention to how a player is necessarily developing, you know. But to watch Klay Thompson blossom and to watch Draymond, my favorite thing about their development is how it's two things, right? And they go hand in hand. It's how their individual games develop, but also how they bought in and tailored their games to playing around Steph Curry.
Yeah,
because Draymond, nobody knew what he's a playmaking small center. Like, he's a power forward, but he's 6'6", 6'7", if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he playmakes on an elite level and defends on an elite level. And I think that development is a huge in part to tailoring his game around Steph. Same with Klay. I think Klay's development is what it is, but I think that a big part of why he developed the way he did is because he tailored his game around playing with Steph. So yeah, like just how the culture, the energy, like the way everything just ties in together, I'm real happy. That's why I'm so excited about this season. Like, I know we've had our ups and downs and slumps, but I'm so excited to see us playing playoff basketball again.
Yeah. When Curry gets out that slump and everything, I think that and even though he's in a slump right now, and you guys have some shit to fix and not be like complacent in regards to the coaching, Kerr.
Right.
Like I think that when you guys get to the playoffs, you guys will be solid. And the West is so wide open. I feel like there's gonna be so many upsets in the West for the playoffs. Like, you just have so many dogs right now. As teams like Grizzlies, you have the Suns, shit, the Jazz are doing decent. You got the Warriors. You got a lot of teams that are just ready to go. And matchups are so important. You're starting to see teams with personality again. I think we lost that over the years, but you're starting to see that again. Teams that have a certain play style and they stick to it. So it's becoming more of a battle of styles again. And that's something that was devoid or non-existent for the past couple of years, because everybody was trying to adjust to what Curry and the Warriors were doing. Now they're realizing not all of us can do that. We need to stick to our style and we can win with that style. So you tend to see a lot of creations that are good, like the Grizzlies, that have that grit still and that identity. But then you also have failed projects like the Lakers, where we would be great in the dead ball era, where there isn't a lot of ball movement and the paint is always clogged. We would be great in that era, but right now, where everything is based on spacing and shooting and running gun, we just are not good. And you see a lot of those teams that are trying to figure out how much do you want to contrast before you start regressing. And I think that a lot of, like, you see like teams like the Bulls as well found their identity in the sense that they have two elite wing scorers that are able to elevate the team. You know, there's like floor raisers, like players that can raise their team from complete ass to playoffs. Right. And then you have a different type of star that can actually raise your team from a good team to a great team. Like, Westbrook is able to raise the bar from a shitty team to a playoff team.
Greatest floor raiser of all time.
Yeah, but he can't raise a good team to a great team.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And it's just like, and you see the same, and you see the opposite with players like maybe a KD, in the sense where he can make a good team an all-time team. But if he was a number one option solo, then you start seeing the cracks in that team. He can't like fill in those cracks as much as people think that he can. But that doesn't take away from the greatness. Play styles just dictate what a player can do. It's just like Ja Morant is a floor raiser. He makes that shitty ass team look like gold.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I think after this season, shit, because even without him, they went on what, a 7-12? I forgot what the streak was. So I think after this season, that narrative,
yeah, all they needed,
they're so solid now. Like,
yeah, all they need is a scoring wing for them to be solid. In my
opinion. And they need Jaren Jackson Jr. to not have 20 points one game and then 8 points the next game. Like, yeah, him, he is their key. He's their X factor. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the reason. He'll be the reason the Grizzlies go far, because we know we're getting from Ja. We know what we're getting from Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks. We know what we're getting from the other pieces. But their main piece has to be who they drafted to be a second star with Ja. And if he's not 20-8 with good shooting from the three, because we know he's not going to rebound like that. But if he can get you like 20 points, maybe 18 to 20 points, 6 rebounds, good defense, and shoot the three well, bro, it's clip. It's clip.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but with that being said, bro, what is it called? You plugged your stream, your Twitch stream earlier and stuff. What's the games that you've been on, man? Like, what, when you streaming, what do we expect when we get into your stream?
All right, so I recently, as 3 days ago,
he's reacting to my lane. Broke people jump in garbage cans.
Like, I found out my lane, really, because I used to, when I started streaming, I used to stream just strictly video games. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, right? So it was like, the reason my streaming has been so inconsistent is I didn't know if streaming games is what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't know if that was what, when I stream, what do I want to do? And gaming is in such a shit place right now. It's like, bro, there's nothing I want to play. And if I do play it, I play it for like 3 streams. It burns me out and I'm on to the next. So I decided to switch it up, which is something I never thought to do because I never thought that I had the audience to do it. But I just started reacting to videos, talking to the chat, hanging out. Like, I'm going to just turn the camera on, put my mic on, and just talk to whoever's watching the stream. And it's been really successful. Like, that, people are starting to tune in now more for what I watch and react to more than what I play. But they still show love when I play games. So now that's how I know I have a really good core fan base. Yeah. Of whether it's from the TL or people that just find me by random, they always stick around. And I always have people that's just fucking with what I'm doing. So, but to answer your question, as far as games, like anything co-op, I don't really like playing solo. Like, if it's not a new story-driven game on PlayStation, I'm probably not going to stream it. And even then, games like that, I'm probably just going to record and then put it on YouTube to start off my YouTube channel. So, as far as streaming goes, my stream is mainly like, if I'm not reacting with chat, I'm definitely playing with y'all. Like, I'm definitely playing with Bad Talk, and I'm definitely making content that's like fun, like party content. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I was about to ask you, Jaden, like, because I know you stream too.
Oh yeah.
And I want you to plug your stream too, because you a great gamer. So I wanted you to talk about what you do and how you've been really consistent with your streaming as of late. You did a 24-hour stream, so I want to hear you talk about it.
Speaking on it. All right.
You did a 24-hour stream.
Yeah, oh, bro. That was, bro, I didn't feel great after that. But let's start off with just the wanting to be a streamer, though. Like, I uploaded my first YouTube video is September 26, 2014. And it was me setting up my iPad on one of my mom's dining table, like, chairs. And set it up in front of the TV. And I was showing people my world and with my little cousin on Minecraft. And I'm like, I actually want to do this. Like, it was hilarious. But my voice is all little. And I was like, yo, I could really take this seriously. So, but yeah, I just seen it as like a passion. And like, I was uploading YouTube videos like daily. I'm like, whoa, okay, look at this. I'm over here setting up my iPad. Recording Black Ops 2, like me pub stumping with an MP7, and I'm just like, I'm just like, yo, I really want to do this. And then later down the line, I think it was 2015, I joined like a Call of Duty, like just a clan, you know what I'm saying? Call of Duty clan. It was like, and then we were putting out YouTube videos of us trick shotting and sniper clips, and I was like, yo, I could really like stream and shit. Let me go do my own thing. And I think I really started it when Fortnite came out 2017. And then it was just like, from there I found like I was really good at the game, and this is a new game. Nobody, like, people are getting into it, but like, you know, the noobs want to come play and they're gonna have to learn how to play. So I'm already somewhat okay. So I started streaming under the alias Golf Jaden, because I was a Tyler stan. It was all bad. Bruh. It was what all is your bad. Issue, bruh? that Twitch still exists to this day. I don't know if there's still VODs up there. I'm pretty sure there's not. But I went under the alias Golf Jaden, and I was just like, yo, fuck with this. Like, some dude made me like a Golf Jaden like Fortnite logo. I was like, yo, I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then it was just like, no, I like this, you know, and this is coming off basically off like, so I started when Fortnite came out, and I took it as like really like I wanted to do this. I made a Instagram and just started posting my clips on Fortnite, and people were liking it, you know. Yup, them hashtags worked. I was like, okay, where. And then I joined this team. It was called Still GG, and it was like a Fortnite team and whatnot. And it was like, it was cool. I liked it. I played with some guys in there. They were cool. We played Fortnite, just overall vibes. And then I took a break. I wanted to pursue like designing and wanted to learn about designing. I think this was 2018. And then 2018, that's when I started, you know, chilling with them. And it was like, yeah, I want to pursue my designing. And then I moved on. I left the team. I really focused on like school and whatnot. And I think that was like 10th grade. Yep, that was 10th grade in 2018. And it was just, you know, focus on school, figure out what I want to do. I was designing actually a brand that I wanted to do, like a clothing brand I wanted to do. It was called Cerveau. It was like Cerveau or Raj, something like that. It's called it's Brainstorm in French. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. But it's called Brainstorm. And it was just like, I was into it because it's like I was heavily inspired by Tyler. And Tyler, like when he first came out with his like brand and whatnot, I was like, oh, this is fire. I like how he switched it up and the different logo designs and how he did that with the covers logo, or I like how he did that with that shirt. And like, it's just like, okay, I fuck with this. And I just started, you know, brainstorming my own ideas on my sketchbook. I still have it to this day. And I just cool looking back at it. I was like, oh, I want to do this. And then I just went through a phase where I just was in that mode. You ever just wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, yo, I'm about to get my family out the hood, bro. Like,
yeah,
yo,
yeah.
And then you get up, start doing like 100 sit-ups. I'm like, yo, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? And then like 2019, it was slow. I didn't really do a lot of streaming I got on Twitter in April of 2019. And, you know, I met a lot of cool people, especially my guys, obviously. Y'all,
yes, sir.
And from there, I had a good group of friends, and I see we had potential. Then, you know, I just started getting clips from us playing games, and that's when I start picking up my streaming again. We were playing 2K, playing Call of Duty. So I'm like, yo, I like this. I got a good group of guys. That's messed me up. I got a good group of guys around me. And they're funny. So let me take this and like, you know, do something with it. I posted our videos on Twitter. They got a couple likes, you know, yeah. The good, because we all had mutual following. So it was like niggas support niggas. So it was just like, I like this. And 2019, after that, the pandemic hit, and it was just like this when Bag Talk was in conversation. We were like, yo, we really gotta do this. Because Bag Talk can be really good. And then, you know, it just, as the year went on, you know, it was a slow year because of the pandemic. We, you know, all the things that were going on, the social climate and the world and whatnot. So it was just like, I just noticed I had a lot of time and I wasn't doing anything with it. Mm-hmm. And I think I started my podcast in 2020 and the club podcast, right? I started in July of 2020 and I was happy. It was like, I'm finally doing something that I feel like I can just a nice spare time I can do and just ways to use my like, you know, brain and whatnot. And I actually used my podcast as my college essay. I used that like that whole story from my college. Yeah, I used that from my college essay and it actually was really good. And like, you know, schools reach out and all that. We're going to talk about that later. But yeah, it was, I really liked it. It was like, you know, it gave me something to sit on and just be like, okay, I made this. You know, I put in my own money for this. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, that was definitely a thing. And then 2021 got in my bag. BT is a thing. We all grinding. We all picking up guys that like doing what we doing. I hit 50 followers in no time. I reached affiliate in no time. Most of us hit affiliate in no time. We supporting each other.
Shout out Bag Talk.
Dropping Twitch Prime subs, regular subs, tipping, cheers, bits. We just doing what we've been talking about for 2 years at that time. So it's just like, you know, it's doing great for us. Especially me. I'm doing fine. I did that 24-hour stream and like that was right there. That wasn't even planned. It wasn't like, okay, I got like snacks right here. I got this. I got that. Not planned at all. I was like, bro, I might just do this.
That's fine.
Yeah, I did the 24-hour stream. Boy, I felt my brain was just like mushy. Like, It's just the things you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because you like Bunnies told me earlier, shout out to Got Bunnies on Twitter with a Z.
Yes, sir.
He told me earlier, he was like, you know, just grinding. You just don't know who's watching. You know what I'm saying? That's I think that's the biggest thing I just thought about literally an hour ago. And I was like, yo, he's right. Because like he was streaming and grinding every day. And some dude recognized him and he rated him. I'm like, yo, that's love right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. Just,
the whole streaming community is beautiful. Twitch community is beautiful, especially when, you know, they have a tab of just black streamers. Shout out to all my black small streamers.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, and definitely to the niggas that's up there doing it. We appreciate y'all putting us on. But I like how we got our own tab on Twitch, and it's just streaming is fun. It's like, especially when you like doing it, and you know people also like you, like they like your content, they like how you are. It's just like that's fun. And back to what Cozy was saying about just, you know, only streaming games. I also was reacting to YouTube videos at one time, and just is like, okay, do I want to do this? And then I was like, matter of fact, let me stream watching just different YouTube videos. I remember one morning I just picked up my laptop. I was like, yo, let's just stream me recording some YouTube, like watching some YouTube videos of like some crazy mansion while I eat before we play the game on some chill shit. So it was just like, it was just I was just happy. I'm happy what I'm doing and happy I got time to do what I got to do. But definitely. Streaming is fun. If you are into video games and you want people to see how good you are and you need that support, invest in yourself. Get into your Twitch shit. Get into TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. It's looking slow, bro. But if consistency is key, we back to consistency. Invest in yourself. If you gotta pay for something that gotta be get done, do it. I just paid for my $125 layout, and I'm happy with it. My streams look clean, but that's what you gotta do if you really want to do what you gotta do. Buy a mic. If you want to do a podcast, buy a mic. Or if you just want to record YouTube videos or stream again, buy a mic.
Yes, sir.
Just do what you gotta do, because it's all gonna pay off at the end of the day if you stay consistent with it. And I think that's the thing I've been really working on, and definitely about to fix my mindset. Definitely.
That was a great point. Like, I feel like everybody needs to take a page out of what you just said and then run with it. Like, investing in yourself. If anybody listening to this, if you've ever been feeling really depressed or really lost, no sense of direction, and invest in yourself. Whatever hobbies you have, push those. Even if it's minuscule hobbies, even if it's hobbies that you can't make any money off of, which is very rare nowadays, you can make money off of everything nowadays. Anything like that, go with it. Whether it's investing in your body, like the gym, investing in your mental state, talking to people, going to therapy, meditating, things like that. Little like passion projects like that always, always boost your mood, your overall happiness. Just make sure when you're living for yourself. That's the biggest thing. I know that sounds very cliche, but it's an application to that.
Some people gotta hear that, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's so much easier said than done, because people say it and then they leave it as a blanket statement. But no, you really have to show people, like, take somebody that's really going through it, ask them what are their interests, what are their hobbies, and show them that by investing in those things, you can break out of that shell of yourself and become something way better. Because that's what happened to me, bro. I battled depression for a very long time until I found that I had a knack for fashion, a knack for clothing, a knack for game, a knack for being an entertainer and being in social spaces. Like, once I realized that was my thing, it kind of conflicted with what I was going through, but I broke out of that and I beat that, and I'm in a way better mental space than I ever been before, because I'm in the gym. I have, you know, I have a loving girlfriend who I can talk to and be open with. You feel me? I have brothers and friends that I can talk to and be open with. And I appreciate every single one of y'all, because all of y'all helped me to be where I am today as far as my happiness mentally and physically. And now, because of that, the sky is the limit. I could put my mind towards anything and go crazy with it because I invested that time in myself. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's beautiful. And that actually segues into what I wanted to talk about, which is having that sense of community. You know, individualism can only take you so far, you know. being able to be yourself and grow as yourself, it's extremely important, but at the same time, that only gets you so far. In this life, it's like you only have like one life to live, you feel me? So it goes to show that having that sense of community, having that shorty that really is there for you, having those people, those friends and family that really support you in what you want to do, it helps you grow as a person in multiple aspects, not only through what you want to do professionally and through school or shit and shit, but also like for yourself, you know? It helps you find them hobbies that you want to do. And it helps you find the paths to monetizing those hobbies, you know? Like, it's really crazy. Like, for example, you know, I see you guys stream. And not only do I see you guys stream, I see you have fun doing it. And that inspired me to say, like, after I'm done with this degree, I'm gonna get a PS5 and I'm gonna stream and shit. I've been saying this since last year. And now that I'm finally here, now that I'm done with school, I'm like, let me get into this shit. Like, I got it. I got the PS5. It's on the way. Niggas got a mic, you feel me? Like, just starting off somewhere, it made me want to start off somewhere, actually do something that I've been putting off for so long because I was focusing on school and stuff. Now that I'm here, I want to do something, do my hobbies. I want to work out every day. I want to go hoop with my niggas, you feel me? I want to go do shit that I just didn't have time to do because if you only have this one life to live, you need to enjoy it. You need to do it, which you need to do with your partners that you know that will be there for you, that you can grow with. You feel me? So like all that shit is prevalent. Just like Jaden said, you need to invest in yourself. And it's just like Dre said, if it wasn't for the people that he had around him, he could have only gotten so far. You know, so I take what both of them said and I plug it into my life. You know, investing in yourself goes a long way. And having that community, having those people that are really there for you and solid goes a long way too. You feel me? So that shit is extremely important.
Definitely.
And back to the community part, I think that's where people think they got to figure out when they like, especially with their like with their individuality, they think they can do so many things by themselves. And I mean, sometimes that's really not the case. You know what I'm saying? I've had those things where I'm like those thoughts where I'm just like, you know, I don't need anybody, you know what I'm saying? But in all actuality, sometimes you do need people. Networking is so important. I'm stressing this enough. You have to network. Networking is probably the best way to get your name out there or learn new things. Like, I've met these niggas on Twitter, bro, and I've learned more than anybody that's ever told me in person, other than like my immediate family members or higher teachers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like seeing what other people go through and see what other people's opinions or insights are in on certain topics or just things that you do on a regular and how you could do better. Like, I'm like back to consistency. I gotta get back in the gym, you know, that being, bro, I'm sorry, I'm jumping back topics, but being in the gym and doing what you want at home, bro, you're gonna be happy, bro. Like, the gym every day or gym when you have like a scheduled gym time is crazy. Like, you could be having the worst day, but the gym could make it so much better. Like, you would be pumping out all like them whole 2 hours, hour and a half, whatever you're doing. But the gym is definitely very healthy for you, like your mental. If you gotta, like, you know, if you want to pick something up or like you just need something to just get away from the world, going to the gym is definitely helpful. And yes, and definitely back to what I was saying, I just branched off, but networking is fun and you should really get into it. You will want to see how other people are doing their things. And, yeah, it's just how they do things. You should definitely just worry about. Dang, my brain just went out of nowhere. My brain's going,
nah. But yeah, like that, but bro.
You absolutely hitting on something crazy with the networking and community thing, because to spin back bag talk like this, because so for the Twitch conglomerate that we're trying to build, right? I'm a co-owner / co-admin of it, right? So for me, what that does for me personally, I don't know if you guys feel that, but I hope so. But for what it does to me personally is when I see like you guys, when I get y'all stream notifications, it makes me feel good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I see that y'all streaming, motivation. Y'all working every day back to back, like, those, seeing y'all notifications pop on my phone is such a great feeling. And it makes me feel like, damn, like, I'm a part of something. And when I go in y'all chatting and y'all showing me love just for being it, bro, being a part of something like that, being part of a group like that, that, you know, loves each other and is encouraging each other to grow, and you play games together and y'all hang out together in Discord, like, it's a sort of bonding that you get that it really makes you feel amazing.
Definitely. And it's just like, you definitely need people around you that's doing better than you or on the same level as you and trying to do what you're trying to do, because it helps. Because I've been in certain situations and crowds and had errors where I just felt like I wasn't needed there, or it's my time to go back to where I was. And that was just like a certain part of time in my life where, okay, that's what I did that. But, you know, let me focus now. That was a fun era of my life. Let me move on. Like what you said, with college, been like, oh yeah, I've been in school, I've been focusing hard work, but now I'm in a whole different segment of my life. So let me live out my life to the fullest. So that's, I've went through that in the past like year or so. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me get my stuff together. I'm gonna put this down and let me do what I gotta do. It's not even like, oh, it's an addiction thing or it's a bad thing for me. It's just I could be focusing on everything else better than what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? So definitely have better people around you to motivate you and people you can learn from, because that's always going to be better. And the friendships is going to keep getting better because now you're on the same level as them or you guys are growing together. So just really, really learn, because it's you have those people around you, bro, for real.
And I feel like I think that this is a perfect way to cap off this whole entire segment. We essentially talked about life in general and what we finna do and how we finna do it and what we appreciative of and just our future in general. So I think to end it off, we need to make sure that, you know, shameless plugs, shout out to my man's Dre Man again. Hey, follow his stream.
I gotta say real quick, for this being my first podcast experience, for one, I'm very grateful, very honored that it was with, you know, niggas that I fuck with super heavy. And I'm definitely I have to make another appearance. I love what you guys got going on, because I'm huge. All I listen to all day is podcasts. Mm-hmm. And y'all know I support y'all podcasts heavy. So to be a part of this, like, really means a lot to me. So,
dude, what's up with the next part too? We ready. Hey, we next Sunday. What's up?
Hey, I'm here. If y'all don't got nobody else lined up, I'm here. Trust. I'm here.
We don't got nobody else lined up. We got you. Part two. Man. On the way.
Part two on the way, boy.
I'd love to. Yeah, and then with part two, we can get into, you know, more convos, because this convo was cool because it's so relevant to our lives. Like,
definitely.
People will listen to this podcast and think they're just talking about sports, games, blah, blah, blah.
With their friends. You know what I'm saying? It
means so much more to us because this is what we're heavily invested in. So we're really passionate about it. And, you know, I just appreciate how authentic y'all are, especially with the podcast. And I hope y'all go crazy with this podcast shit,
bro. Appreciate you, my boy. We got one last segment, people. One last segment. And it's going to be kind of not, I'm not going to say it was lengthy, but, you know, we might get a little deep. So either you guys want to start with just like, how was life growing up with you guys? Like, let's start from the nitty gritty. Like, where, right. How did y'all become this person you are in that? Like, when do y'all start?
Hey, all right. So, growing up was interesting for me, to say the least, because the main part of who I am growing up as a man, right, is having that. So for 3 years of my life, my first 3 years of my life, I was a single kid. And a single kid, whoa, I was an only kid. I was an only child, right? And
single kid is crazy.
A lot of people don't, it is crazy. A lot of people don't remember their early years coming up. Like, a lot of people have very vague memories about, you know, their childhood. But I remember most of my childhood. I'm one of the people that I remember a lot, like a vast majority of my childhood. A lot of that stuff is not lost on me. So I remember being an only child, right? And then I remember having siblings. So when I got my first sibling, it it was like, oh, this is cool having a little brother, you feel me? And it was just like, I got a little nigga with me, and that's just what it is, you know? And my little brother and I were really close growing up because of it. So there's that. And then being an only child, you get spoiled different, you get loved different, you get treated different, right? And then when your sibling comes along, then, you know, as you grow up with the little sibling, it's like, damn, dude, does mom Dukes, and you know what I'm saying, do she fuck with my sibling, what does she love me, and da, da, da. So, you know, just certain dynamics that you have to, as the oldest sibling, because I'm the oldest on both sides of my family, as the oldest sibling, you have to grow out of that into be bigger than shallow feelings like that. And, you know, that's just one part of it. Being a mentor, being a teacher to your younger siblings, and even to the adults in your life, like as the oldest, you got a lot of responsibilities, you know? So that's a part of me growing up. And then the freedom I had to do whatever I wanted, to make my mistakes, to get into trouble, like a lot of that taught me a lot of, it gave me a lot of discipline, because like everything I've ever done, whether it was, you know, whether it should be off the books or not, I've never gotten caught for. And stuff like that is like, it, you kind of feel free, you know, you're like, I can do whatever I want. So when it did catch up to me, it was like, damn, life lesson. And that's something that I could pass on to my siblings. You know, I always want to be a great role model for them. I always want to, you know, instill good things in them, because I always feel like the younger generations have more potential than the previous ones. Even if they're back-to-back generations, the generation that came after the previous one has more potential than that generation, you know? So that's my thing. If at the end of my life, if I've not been able to help the next generations go fucking crazy, I've done something wrong, because I genuinely feel like the youth is the future, for real. But yeah, that's, I'm gonna just tie that into, you know, that's my upbringing, certain life lessons I've learned, certain things like that. And, you know,
yeah,
that's what I'm about.
To branch off, my fault. Can we talk about how these kids won't ever have what we had growing up, bro?
I'll actually speak on that, bro, because it's just like, I feel like with each, I wouldn't say generation, because some of the younger kids are still part of Gen Z, but the kids that are younger than us and the people that are older than us each have separate experiences that we may not experience. There are kids now that they experience shit that may have been better than us, but at the same time, they also experience things that aren't better than us. For example, we're in the age of information. We're in the age where it's all in the palm of your hands. You can literally search it up and it'll only take a couple of seconds. Before, we grew up in a very unique era where the internet wasn't what it was at all. We grew up with the CDs and all that, and then it segued into that. We were there when the first iPhone dropped. We was there with all them updates. We was there with the Sidekicks, with the Blackberries. We saw it.
Nah, this nigga develop. My boy brought out Sidekicks. Hold on.
Yeah, bro. Like, we saw it develop in real time. And now we at this point, while we also still remember where there was a time where Quizlet didn't exist, bro. There was a time where you couldn't just search up the answer to something and it would just be there. You feel me? You had to go to a library. You had to just figure shit out. And now you got all that. And these kids have that growing up, and it makes it a little bit easier for them. And I'm jealous in a sense where it's just like, damn, I wish I had that. But at the same time, we also had the luxury of being able to go out and have fun without restrictions. And I think that a lot of people took that for granted. And now we're in a point where everything is restricted because of the pandemic going on. A lot of kids don't have the luxury of being able to go out and play with their friends without worrying about if they're going to get sick and die. You feel me? Like, kids have to deal with a whole new set of problems. So I think that with each generation, we all have stuff that are unique to us and that we really value. But at the same time, we also have to be like grateful for what we grew up with, because Definitely. Although the younger kids have advantages in which I wish we had, they also have disadvantages, and where they don't even know that it's a disadvantage until maybe they're older and they experience new shit, because life, the world is only going to continue to develop. We're always going to learn new shit and get new shit. So they're going to be in our shoes, and maybe some kids are going to make their own podcast where they're talking about this same shit like 10 years from now. You feel me?
So, I feel like they're golden. My fault. They're golden years. I think we look at it like, oh, them now, like, oh, this is a bad thing. They don't go outside. But maybe them hopping on the game with their friends is their golden years. Like,
yeah,
compared to us, like, we go out on Friday. You get all the kids on the block outside. Like, Friday at the school, we all out. Everybody playing football. People got their scooters out. You know, da-da-da. Mom cooking food in that, like, the next hour or two. So you got to be on when the streetlights come on. That's just, I think nowadays, I feel like they could have experienced that. It's just the world, it changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Maybe kids just playing on their phones and having fun with their friends is us playing Nintendo DS with our friend downstairs, and we just connect and chatting on a little Nintendo DS or just playing around with the Xbox 360s. Like, it was just like, I don't know. I think we not bash them, but we look down on their golden years, quote unquote, because they didn't just, we're just so nostalgic and old. Yeah. It's just like we look at it as a whole different way.
And, you know, and the people that are older than us look down on us the same way. So it's really just a recurring process. Definitely. Bro. And eventually, them kids is going to look down on other kids and so on and so forth. But to continue with the original topic, I would go with what Dre was saying. I'm also the oldest. And, you know, I had to grow up, like, real quick. I had to be that person that, you know, it's kind of like you have to set an example. I grew up in an African household, and, you know, you see all the videos and all the stereotypes, and some of it are true. You know, you have to excel. Excellence is something that is expected. So, and I grew up on that. I knew what I wanted. I had an idea of what I wanted to do with my life ever since I was like 3. And I shit you not, I have this little plushie when I was in a daycare, where after we graduate from our little preschool, we talk about what we wanted to do. And I said I wanted to be not only a doctor, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. I wanted to do like crazy shit, you know, with the brain. So that was the precedence that I set for myself.
Not to cut you off, but I feel like that's such an amazing like goal or career aspiration. Yeah. By the way, I'm very glad that that's something you're into.
Yeah, man. Like, and you know, but as you grow up and as you realize that some of these expectations are unrealistic, your goals start to shift. You know, there are things that you can't maintain, and if you keep on trying to maintain it, it's bad for your mental health. So I was at a point where I was burned out. I was always that 4.0 kid. I played sports. I played varsity all my 4 years in high school. I was one of those that just did everything. And then you get to college and it's like, you don't really, even though you think you knew what you were going to do in this life, you actually didn't know. And I had to go through them growing pains. I burned out mentally. I had to figure out what I wanted to do. I had to sit down and accept the mistakes that I went through and say to myself, okay, this is the first real time that I've dealt with real deal, like, failure. Everything has been excellence my whole life. Now I'm dealing with failure like a normal human should. What do I do from here? And I figured it out. You know, I got my degrees and stuff. I have my associates in psych. I have my associates in social behavioral science. I have my bachelor's in psych now. So now it's just like, when I look back at it, because for so many years, I just
congratulations, by the way.
Hey, man, salute for real.
Congrats, bro. It's been a long journey. I know, man.
Man, but you know, my whole life has just been go, go, go. You don't look at the past. You just keep on going, bro. But now I'm at a point where I sit down and I'll just think about like the life that I've lived, and all I could, even with everything that I went through, like I went through a lot, like growing up and stuff. I really think to myself that I'm glad that I went through these experiences because it helped me round myself out as a human being. It helped me figure out how to navigate this life and the tough road that is ahead. Because even though everything is good now, everything is temporary. There's going to be downs and ups. I know how to navigate it now. And if I didn't deal with failure growing up and deal with the pressure that I did, I wouldn't be the person that I am today.
Yep. That's a key thing, because it's like we look back on things, it's like, yo, I would be so much better if that didn't happen to me. But what if that needed to happen to you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that is, I think that's one of the things that everybody go through. It's not just a you or me thing or Dre thing. It's like, yeah, people look back on those things. It's like, wait, but that makes me who I am. So, you know, I got to stop looking at it at the past like it's a bad thing and think of it like, you know, got to keep moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't be stuck in the past. And that's what a lot of the older generation has an issue with that I've seen in my career, is that they don't know how to let go of things that happen to them. And they tend to bring it over to the people that they may be raising or the people that they're around. So my main thing growing up is, even if I'm angry, even if I'm jaded about certain things in my life, I don't want to hold that grudge. I want to be able to move on with my life and enjoy my life, because literally, like I said before in this episode, we only have like this one life to live. Who's to say that it doesn't end tomorrow or now, you know? So we got to just keep on living life without this regret, without this anger. We need to learn how to navigate. We need to learn how to just enjoy life as it comes, because it's temporary. Life is fleeting. We was just, me and Dre, we around the same age, bro. We was just in high school. We was just in elementary school. We remember our childhood vividly. Now we in our 20s. You know, like we are in our 20s. We are well into adulthood. And 20 years from now, we're going to be in our 40s and we're going to be like, damn, I remember this like it was yesterday.
Man. Should
we, you know, like this is crazy, man. But like, that's life. And we just gotta keep on pushing and keep on building that community that we have around each other and just keep on growing and succeeding, bro. That's all it comes down to.
Look, way I see it is, there's nothing we can do as long as we put our best foot forward and we keep a great support system around us. There's nothing but success in our future. If that's what you really need to be successful, like you really need a great support system, whether they're supporting you financially, mentally, emotionally, and you need to put your best foot forward for yourself at all times, which is what I was saying earlier about working on yourself and applying yourself and really fleshing out what you like to do as far as your hobbies and interests go. Those two things are the keys to success, man, especially coming from, you know, how we grew up. We didn't grow up fortunate. We didn't grow up fortunate at all.
Literally.
Like, it's a lot of things that we missed out on growing up as kids. So that, you feel me? As adults, you lose, like, the value in having certain things like that. It means so much more to you as an adult, because as a kid, you're not really paying attention.
Facts, and my fault, not to cut you off, but shout out to all the parents that don't show their kids the struggle. You know what I'm saying? And actually make it good for the kids, because my mom was one of those. So really appreciate those parents.
Right. They don't show the struggle. Even for those parents that, you know, they don't have a choice. They're not even fortunate to, like, not even be able to not show the struggle. As long as you showing your kids the reality of your situation, but you instilling strength in them and not despair. Exactly. You rose out of concrete. Because that's how I grew up. I grew up, you know, tough as fuck. And the only reason I'm able to stand strong, good head on my shoulders for the most part, is because the way my mother raised us, she raised us with strength and not despair. She told us to love and not live out of spite. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, those is gems. Those is keys that kids, as they grow up, they don't really understand it, but as soon as they hit that age where they can look back on how they grew up from childhood to adolescence to adults, those gems stick with them, and then they teach that to their kids. And that's one of the ways you break this huge barrier holding us back called a generational curse. That's how you break that shit. You raise with love, not hate, and you show them strength, not despair.
Yeah, and it's just like, especially what y'all was saying about being the oldest. I'm the oldest on my mom's side. And it's just like, having a younger sister, you always gotta, you know, you always gotta play that role. Like sometimes you feel like you gotta be a dad or you gotta be like a older brother or an older figure. It's just like it's hard to sometimes it's not even hard. It's just sometimes you gotta take care of that person. You know what I'm saying? Cause sometimes, you know, my mom, she's a single parent, you know what I'm saying? So she did everything for us. And
facts.
You gotta show that you care about your mother. And you know, when I was younger, I had to take on the bad things my sister did because I'm supposed to be teaching her. You know what I'm saying? Like I would get in trouble because of what my sister did. And I'm supposed to show her the right way to do things. So I'm like, I didn't understand that when I was younger, but I understand that now growing up. Like, you know, and I'm happy the way my mother raised me. She raised me with like respect, you know what I'm saying? Always respect your elders, do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Teach your sister the right way. Don't put your hands on women. And just like it, I think that all just starts from just who you are now. It's just like I'm happy to have like a mother like that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's really some kids without mothers that can't teach them anything because their parents didn't teach them anything. So I really do like once you see other kids and other people in the situations they're in, you really start to appreciate the things your parents did or just what they had to do to put a smile on your face. So that's definitely a big thing. Yep.
Absolutely. I like the way y'all structured this podcast. I'm just glad to be a part of it, bro.
Definitely.
I know when we were starting it, you guys were trying to like have it like tailored to, you know, how I would like to have it. But honestly, I'm just glad to be a part of the conversation that y'all, because again, y'all always show love to whoever's on, whatever guests you guys have on, you guys show love, get into what they're doing. And then it's just gems after gems after gems in a serious conversation. So I just wanted to be a part of that. I'm real grateful for the opportunity.
No problem, bro. I was eager to get you on because it's like, I see how you are. And like, you know, whenever we have conversations on some regular shit and you're very educated, my brother. So it was glad to have you on.
Man, like I'm my brothers, man. Yeah, I'm my brother. So anything to do to support. And yeah, you like we have serious conversations a lot. And it's like, you know, to see what type of mindset y'all have. If I could be on any podcast, it would be y'all's, like, because we close, and to know y'all personally and know what type of mindset y'all have, to know y'all outlooks on certain things, how much wisdom y'all have, even though we're all generally around the same age, really young, we all grew up in a way that allowed us to have a certain level of wisdom, if, you know, like, that's ahead of our years. So, yeah, spitballing with y'all was real cool. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, certainly,
bro. I'm Jaden.
I'm Ben.
Cozy Baby.
And we out.
We out.